Get your rig service where the pros go. Not only does Landon's Diesel Service repair semi-trucks and industrial equipment, also work on RVs and diesel pickup. Landon's Diesel Service is locally owned, so you'll get the service and support needed to keep you on the road. You rely on your vehicle for work and play, so keep it in top running condition. Call 613-1221 to set up an appointment, or just head on down to Landon's Diesel Service at 540 South 300 West.
Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, located adjacent to the Castle View Urgent Care Center, is your new neighborhood pharmacy. Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy accepts all insurance providers and can help you transfer your existing prescriptions over. It's as simple as stopping in and providing them with the necessary information, or you can call them at 637-3667. They also offer the only pharmacy drive-up window in Carbon County. Pinnacle Peak Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Make your yard spectacular during Sutherland's Fall Cleanup Extravaganza. Get a head start on all those leaves with a Works Turbine 20-volt cordless blower sweeper. It has a 2-speed, 340 CFM fan and a HyperSteam air nozzle for extra tough conditions. Only $79.99. The savings don't stop there. Cushion Grift 26-tine poly leaf rakes are a steal for only $6.99. Don't forget the garbage bags. 40-count boxes of 33-gallon drawstring bags are only $5.99. Sutherland's Fall Cleanup Extravaganza is going on now.
At Castleview Physical Therapy, they know your health is very important to you. That is why they take pride in offering you the highest quality of rehabilitation. Castleview is the only clinic in the area to be able to offer aquatic therapy. Their warm water pool is inviting and effective in providing a safe method to heal injuries. They are happy to offer this service that has been proven to be one of the best rehab environments to make exercise safer, more relaxing, and less painful. Come in and see how Castleview's aquatic therapy can help make your road to recovery a pleasant one. Call Castleview Physical Therapy today at 636-4841.
Mom guilt. We all feel it. Our after-school hours are packed with games, practices, lessons, homework. Between work, grocery shopping, laundry, cleaning the house, how do you do it all and still get a delicious meal on the table every night? Moms, it's time to let it go. KFC has dinner covered. Pick up an 8-piece meal deal tonight. KFC's Extra Crispy $20 fill-up has 8 pieces of crunchy extra crispy chicken, a large coleslaw, 4 biscuits, and 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy. Enough for the whole family. Feed the family and make it to all your events, too. With KFC, it's always a win-win.
My diesel truck is just not running right. Where do I go to get this thing fixed?
Landon's Diesel is where I go. They know diesel motors.
Yeah, I know they're good with big diesel motors, but mine's a pickup truck.
What kind of motor's in it?
All right, I get it. They can take care of my diesel motor truck no matter the size. What about my motorhome?
Once again, what kind of motor is in it? I'm telling you, if it has a diesel motor in it, take it to Landon's Diesel. They'll fix it right.
You're listening to the Emory Spartan Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. Brought to you by Landon's Diesel Service on KOAL 750 AM.
We are back on the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. Counting down the moments to kick off tonight, the Emory Spartans on the road taking on the Richfield Wildcats in what is a do-or-die contest, opening round of the 3A State Championship Tournament. Now, this is the second time this season that these two teams have met. In fact, it's come full circle. These two squads went toe-to-toe the opening week of the high school football season on this very field, and that game played out in favor of Richfield, 21-14. Since then, both teams have definitely improved. Emory earned one region win during the course of the season, while Richfield earned two to grab home field in this opening round. Earlier this week on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, we caught up with Emory Spartan head coach John Famalo. We talked a bit about last week's 21-13 loss to Grantsville in tonight's playoff game. Here's that interview now. Coach, always a pleasure. Great to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Hey, Coach, we'll start by talking about last week's game. It was a really inspiring effort from your team. You guys go on the road to take on Grantsville. A lot could have been on the line had you got some help elsewhere throughout the 3A classification, but unfortunately it turned out that that game was somewhat meaningless for you guys based on the fact that Judge Memorial controlled their own destiny. Still, you guys put yourself in position to get a win over a very good football team on the road.
No, and that's, you know, that was ultimately the goal, put ourselves in a position, and then, you know, wherever the chips fall, but, you know, I thought, you know, overall we played a really good game, had a good game plan, and it's a really physical team, you know, they took it at us, but, you know, for the most part I thought we competed and, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to win.
You guys hold Grantsville to 0 points at the end of the first half, which was something that I really didn't expect, Coach. But I said during the broadcast, you know, this is exactly what Coach Famalo has been talking about all year long, you know, developing that defensive identity. And at times, I mean, it has been there. I mean, it's been proof that you guys can, you're an elite team defensively. I think the first two quarters in this game was you know, it was on display. It was proof.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was good to see our kids, again, get back to what I felt like they could do defensively. Like I say, we had to take a step back and throw schemes and other stuff out of the way, back to fundamentals. And, you know, I saw that on the tape this week is, okay, kids understood assignments, understood their fundamentals. We did a whole lot better on that side of the ball this last week.
Yeah, you put a big emphasis on the fundamentals, and is that kind of translated into this week? I mean, is it much of the same thing, look, let's just keep it as simple as possible type deal in practice?
Yeah, honestly, it is. Like I say, there's only so much you can do game plan-wise, but really, honestly, it comes down to just, you know, taking care of the basic things of assignments and fundamentals, and, you know, that usually pays off. And so I saw it last week, and like I say, as a coach, it's easy to throw a bunch of X's and O's out there and, you know, try to cover this, cover that, and, you know, bottom line is line up, you know what your assignment is, and get it done.
From a physicality standpoint, Coach, in the trenches, where does Grantsville rank against some of the teams that you guys have gone against so far this season?
Honestly, at the top, you know, they're a physical team. I mean, they get in that, you know, with that tight end set, they're tough to stop. And you saw that towards the, you know, that third and fourth quarter is that, you know, there was nothing, tricky about it. They're coming at you, and you know they're trapping, they're pulling, and you know they're really physical team.
Once again, offensively, you guys did have a lot of success moving the football, 30-30, 20-20. Still only put up 13 points, but at the end of the day, Coach, I'm sure you were happy with the way the offense was able to put a couple of efficient drives together. The majority of the game was played again on Grantsville's side of the field.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, special teams, I think, kind of put us a little bit in a hole a couple times that we started midfield. And so, but, you know, for the most part, I thought offensively we had some, like you say, some efficient drives. You know, I think we left some points on the board that we could have got with a few, you know, drop passes here or there, some wrong reads. But for the most part, you know, I feel good about where we're at offensively, and kids recognizing it. You know, I can see that progression happening every week with what's happening with the kids and recognizing what we're trying to do.
You know, during the final drive of the game, Coach, it was sad to see the drive end prematurely. I mean, obviously, you wanted to score, wanted to get the two, wanted to go into overtime. But at the same time, you guys have been very, very good in the two-minute drives. You have a lot of experience this year, which I'm hoping will definitely play a factor into some success in the state tournament. But we didn't quite get to see a full two-minute drive, you know, in full motion, despite the fact that James fumbled. It was a successful play. It was a positive yardage play. I mean, but it ended on a turnover, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I say, we've been in that situation a few times, and, you know, we had our hurry-up offense, which two-minute offense on, and, you know, it would have been nice to be able to see it come to fruition, see what happened, but, you know, we can't turn over the ball. We can't fumble the ball, especially in those critical situations, and, you know, unfortunately, that's what happened, and so you got to learn from it and move forward.
Does an 8-point loss against Grantsville in a game in which you guys outplayed them for two and a half quarters, does that really work as a confidence booster at this point in time of the season where you only really accumulate one win? Does it matter? I mean, I guess that's the question. I mean, can you take positives away from losses in a kid's mindset?
I think so. I think the kids recognized, hey, you know, this is one of the top teams in our region. You know, we battled with them. We had an opportunity to win towards the end of the ball game. I think anytime you can kind of, you know, take that as a positive, you know, I'm not a real moral victory kind of guy, but I think the kids' attitude so far as, hey, you know, we can play with the top teams, you know, I think they feel good about their chances.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Famalo with the Emory Spartan football team. Coach, let's fast forward to tomorrow's game, Thursday matchup against the Richfield Wildcats. Get to go right back to where it all started this season at Richfield in a game that was highly competitive back and forth, a game in which I felt we outplayed Richfield, to be honest. I thought that you know, Emory looked like the better team on the field, and now you get another crack to kind of prove that in a game that counts. I mean, a game that means everything.
Yeah, I mean, one win, you keep moving. I mean, that's where you're at now. If you win, you keep playing. And so that's, you know, that's the mindset we have. And, you know, Richfield's a good team. And, you know, it's not a bad draw for us. Again, a team that we saw earlier, I'm sure they've improved as the years went on. And, you know, we have too. And so hopefully, you know, we can kind of show what we've done and hopefully we can come out on top.
Yeah, I don't think there's any surprise as far as the 4-5 matchups on either side of the bracket go. I mean, they're going to be competitive games. I mean, that one win separates, you know, the 4 from the 5 seed in both divisions so far this season. But, Coach, if I go back to the Richfield game at the beginning of the season, and it was a long time ago, so I'm just drawing from memory here. Emmett Hafen, kind of a do-it-all type quarterback. Offensively, they rely so heavily on him, both on the ground and through the air.
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid we're going to certainly have to keep in check. He can throw the ball. He's a dual-threat quarterback. Then he can run the ball. He runs it well. He's a hard-nosed kid. And so he's our focus this week, especially defensively, to keep him in check and not let him get hot because he can extend plays with his legs. And like I say, he can throw the ball as well.
A little bit different look than what we saw this past Friday against Grantsville. It's kind of been a while. I mean, Coy Johnson's an athletic kid, but I think it has been a little while since we've seen a quarterback that wants to be a dual threat quarterback, not only in I guess strands, but throughout the entire game. It's been a few weeks since we've seen a kid like that.
Yeah, no, probably since going back to maybe Judge. I mean, Judge had a running quarterback, and so, again, a physical kid like that. And so we're going to have to, try to keep him in the pocket, keep him contained, and, you know, not let him make a bunch of plays with his legs. Once you get him going, it seems like he kind of feeds off of that and continues to build off that, so we can kind of keep him in check. That's the number one key for us this week.
If we look at what Richfield wants to bring to the table defensively, Coach, how much better do you feel that your offense is going up against this defense a second time than you guys were, you know, going back to week one? I remember talking to you. The offense looked pretty good at times in this game against Richfield, and then at certain times in the season, I think some steps have been taken backward. So how do you feel going in to this game offensively?
You know, honestly, our offense has actually progressed as the years went on. You know, we had a little bit of setback in the first of the year right after that Richfield game. It kind of seemed like we took steps back. But you know, ever since then, I felt like we've been improving. It's one of those, you say it every week, we're good between the 20s and the 30s, you know, and we kind of bog out. And so hopefully we can start capitalizing on some of those, you know, possessions as we get on our side of the field and we get closer to that red zone and getting scores and getting some points that equate to those field positions.
I think moving the ball 30-30 does account for something, especially when you get into the state tournament, knowing that you guys have a pretty reliable field goal kicker, Coach. I don't know of too many other schools that can line up and kick from 40 yards if need be, and I believe that Brock is that kind of kid that could do that. So, I mean, that could definitely play a factor over the next couple of weeks.
No, it's a big factor. He's a nice weapon to have on your side, and so we're going to use him. I mean, if we can't, you know, punch it in or, you know, score in the traditional way, certainly we'll put him out there. And as a kid, I have all kinds of confidence in that he can put it through the uprights.
With that being said, Coach, injury front, everything still looks good on this team, which is a nice surprise, right?
Yeah, no, for being this late in the season, it's nice to have some kids healthy again and, you know, at 100%. You know, we're a little bit banged up on the line, but for the most part, feel good about where we're at as far as the health-wise of our kids.
As far as the 3A state tournament in itself goes, I mean, obviously you got to take one game at a time because there is no tomorrow. If you lose, it's over. But the draw in the first round against Richfield, you and I were talking about it off of the cuff. This is a good place to go. I mean, it's a long-time rivalry between Emory and Richfield. Again, a lot of the old people that I talk to around Emory County, they mention Richfield as their rival, not Carbon. So to me, this is going to be a great high school football matchup. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're excited for the matchup. Again, Richfield's a great team, and you know, I expect them, like you say, they've improved over the year, and, you know, we have done the same, and so I expect a good game from both sides of the field.
Coach, before I let you go, I got to ask you, really, what does it boil down to as far as getting a victory in this game? I mean, what's the main point of emphasis that, you know, you study your team, you watch your team, you know your team inside and out. What's the one thing that you guys got to control to get a win in this game?
Honestly, ball control. I mean, similar to what we had at Grantsville, if we can create some long drives and create points at the end of that and then just controlling Hafen on the other end, if we can stop the dual threat run, pass, you know, and get them in predictable pass situations, that, you know, that helps our defense. So controlling that run from him, and, you know, I think if we can do that, you know, that's kind of the keys for us to, you know, come out with a win.
I think the best way to control him at Hafen is to keep him on the sideline, right?
That's the way to control him, is keep him on the sidelines. The more we keep the ball in our control and, you know, grind out some long offensive possessions and put points on the board, you know, that's going to bode well for us.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for the time today. Best of luck against Richfield tomorrow, and we'll see you at the game.
I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
That was Coach John Fumalo again breaking down tonight's contest. Emory on the road taking on the Richfield Wildcats. It's an early kickoff. We're used to 7 p.m., but today 4 p.m. as we determine who will move on to the quarterfinals next week to take on the Morgan Trojans. We have plenty more coming up. It's the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.
Get your rig service where the pros go. Not only does Landon's Diesel Service repair semi-trucks and industrial equipment, also work on RVs and diesel pickup. Landon's Diesel Service is locally owned, so you'll get the service and support needed to keep you on the road. You rely on your vehicle for work and play, so keep it in top running condition. Call 613-1221 to set up an appointment, or just head on down to Landon's Diesel Service at 540 South 300 West.
There was a day when you could gather your employees around a table for a morning staff meeting, pull out a box of donuts, and everyone got excited. Well, sorry, boss, it just isn't working anymore. We've discovered Big Mo's breakfast menu with a choice of several homemade breads for toast, eggs cooked up just how I like them, and the pancakes. Mmm, so delicious. Dare to change things up to get your staff's attention and have your next morning meeting at Big Mo's. Friendly service, delicious food, and great prices. Find them on 700 East in Price.
When buying a car, you know exactly what you need, but the perfect match should be more than what you get. It's also the personal lending experience that helps you get there. That's why your perfect match for auto loans is Desert View Federal Credit Union. With rates as low as 2.99% OAC, you can go ahead and say yes to that new vehicle you've been dreaming of. Come in and get pre-qualified for your next auto loan today. Insist on Desert View Credit Union when purchasing your next vehicle. Call 687-2472 today.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
Hi, this is Joe Peterson, Chancellor of USU Eastern. I'm here to brag a little bit about some of the amazing students we have representing the college. I'd like to recognize our volleyball, softball, and soccer teams for the time and service they're giving to our local elementary students by helping with reading programs and other school programs. Thank you, student-athletes, for being role models to our youngest community members and for helping to make the future a little brighter because of your efforts. For more stories about the incredible student body we have here at USU Eastern, see our website, usueastern.edu.
NFL Thursday Night Football is on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.
Alex Smith the throw, throwing long, and he throws for Tyreek Hill, touchdown! Kansas City on a perfect quarter pattern.
This Thursday, Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs travel on the road to meet the Oakland Raiders at Oakland Coliseum in an AFC West showdown. Live coverage begins at 6:05, followed by kickoff at 6:25.
Many people believe baby teeth don't matter because they're just going to fall out. The truth is, baby teeth do matter very much. Good dental health in children fosters good nutrition, aids in speech development, builds self-esteem, and enables children to learn better in school without the distraction of dental pain. Dr. Markham and Dr. Lund with Price Pediatric Dental are here to make sure your child's dental health is in check, all while making it a comforting and inviting experience for children. Call today and get your child on the road to good dental health. For appointments, call 637-9590.